So notes of motion from Mayor Lou Cleveland regarding a request for full support of people allowing to sleep. So ladies and gentlemen, this meeting was called one reason only. Recently, there was an interview on the CBC that contained an incredible amount of misleading and incorrect information about both Coburg's ECE bylaw, as well as the operations at the warming room in the county building. And that misinformation continues to swirl on social media, on local podcasts and local blogs, that there's somehow, some way, Coburg Council is preventing sleep. And the reality is I was really concerned about that. Email after email after email, I'm told all of these things, from the best of my knowledge, are completely false and accurate. So what I wanted to do is have a meeting. I thank council for being here. None of us, at least I know, I would assume, and please speak up if you, no one around this horseshoe wants anyone to not be able to receive sleep. We want people to do so in a safe accommodation. The insinuation that in any way, shape, or form, Coburg Council, Coburg staff, are any way, shape, or form trying to create some kind of a horrific, torturous environment is just inappropriate. It's ghastly, and it's 100% inaccurate. And so I've got a motion on the table here that provides that County of Northumberland is compliance. But before we go to that, I was wondering if CEO Vaughn would like to maybe sort of catch us all up in the process, because I'm not going to go through all the correspondence included. It's pretty inflammatory, and I don't think it needs to hear light of day, but perhaps you could address some of the concerns and or misinformation that was put forward in some of those correspondence comprehensively and in a more direct way than I can.
Thank you, Your Worship. I'll try my best to do that. So again, I think echoing the mayor's comments, I'm going to be really clear that staff and council have always fully believed in meaningful, restful sleep. I think the difference is that we believe that that meaningful and restful sleep must take place in a safe and appropriate space that is in compliance with all applicable laws and is designed to meet the needs of our unsheltered neighbors. That, I think, is a key difference and a key misunderstanding of the ECE bylaw. Since the opening of the warming room on November 27th, the town has received numerous questions as to why we are not permitting guests of the warming room to sleep, and this is simply untrue. It's a false narrative, and it's causing confusion, and it's detracting from the issues, the systemic issues that I think really need to be addressed. There have been several disturbing correlations that have been made to the Town of Coburg ECE bylaw, inferring that it prohibits people from sleeping in the warming room. Again, this is simply not true. Occupants were never required to remain awake. Regular wellness checks, however, were. And the reason that those were required is because in a warming room, it is not set up like a shelter system, like a home, with all of the prevention mechanisms and safety and security devices that are needed to ensure that if there is a fire or any other emergency, that people can be notified and that can be evacuated safely. So wellness checks are required to ensure that at all times, occupants of the warming room are healthy and well and can be safely evacuated. The winter warming room is different than a shelter space in that it is designed to give safe respite during cold winter months. It aims to reduce the risk of serious health complications such as hypothermia and frostbite by providing a temporary respite and nutritious snacks and refreshments. Because the warming room is located within a government building, which is not designed to include sleeping accommodations, there are provincial regulations such as building code, fire code, and also zoning that impact how the room can be used. So Northumberland County provides shelter space, however, at 310 Division. This facility is designed for those seeking shelter services, a facility that's designated for sleeping with all of the required necessary building systems in place to ensure that those who are sleeping are doing so in a safe environment and can be safely evacuated in the case of an emergency. There's a difference between those spaces and those uses. This week, Town of Coburg staff worked with Northumberland County staff to address some of the false narratives that have been circulating regarding the warming room operations and the ECE. And the Town of Coburg, to the degree that we can, wishes to ensure with our ECE that spaces in our jurisdiction are healthy and safe for all of our residents, those unsheltered and those who live in the vicinity of those areas. And it was our sincere hope through a joint media release that we would address some of that misinformation that has been circulating in the community, while also demonstrating the joint commitment that we have. As the town of Cobourg being the geography where those who are seeking shelter are currently residing, and with the service manager, the Northumberland County, who are the level of government that is responsible and funded to deliver health and social services supports. We wanted to demonstrate we are working together to ensure that our unsheltered residents have these supports. Unfortunately, the statement that was released is not reflective of the work that we did together, and there is some misinformation, and I do believe it will be corrected. I want to be very clear that fully uninterrupted sleeping, like would happen in a shelter, was never permitted in the warming room. Sleeping was permitted. Regular wellness checks were always in place for those reasons that I spoke to earlier, to ensure the health, safety, and security of all the occupants of the warming room. So that is incredibly important to ensure life safety. At the time of the application, Northumberland County Social Services were aware of this requirement, submitted their application, and indicated that regular checks would be taking place. The staffing models and the intended use of buildings are in really critical factors in the safe evacuation of people during emergencies. On recent inspection of the warming room, municipal law enforcement indicated that the warming room was in compliance and regular checks were being conducted, and all of the legal requirements were being met. This is all good news. The town of Cobourg recognizes that our partner, the County of Northumberland, is under incredible services provider. We remain committed to working with them at every step. If there are needs that are changing, the town of Cobourg is ready to respond and demonstrate what the pathways are if a change of use were to occur that would allow for a change, for example, from a warming room to something with more sleeping accommodations. We really hope this information is helpful to residents to understand the complex issue that is services for the unsheltered population. We understand the ECE bylaw is a new piece of licensing for people to understand. And we know that there's a lot of false information. Just want to again reassure the residents of Cobourg and counterparts, the town of Cobourg is committed to safe spaces for all residents, whether that's those who are unsheltered or it's whether those who have addresses in Cobourg. We will do all the things in our lower tier jurisdiction to ensure that those services are delivered in a healthy, safe, and legally compliant way. So I hope that helps to address some of the issues or the confusion around the provision of the services.
I'm going to ask questions and I'm going to open up to council for any questions. Thank you, Trace. Thank you, CAO Vaughn. In terms of the variance in statement, what was sort of the point, or what was missed? I guess from my perspective, when I read the statement, what I saw was different was that we've never required people to be woken up to sleep, but in the statement, was there a change in that?
Thank you. So I think what's important to note, the statement that was challenging for us is that while the statement reads, while visitors are no longer required to remain awake, the occupants of the warming room were never required to remain awake. They could doze off, they could snooze, they could sleep. Regular wellness checks would be done to ensure again that they are still healthy and that they could be safely evacuated in case of an emergency. So it infers that that wasn't the case previously, and it always has been the case. So that piece was challenging, and then it does go on to say staff do conduct regular wellness checks that can be disruptive to continuous sleep. And we agree, the wellness checks are disruptive to continuous sleep, which is why, where possible, Town of Cobourg fully supports the use of shelter beds in a safe, meaningful, restful space where it is not requiring wellness checks throughout the night, but it's a different accommodation that is designed for that purpose.
Thank you. And I guess the last question I have before I turn it over is, I've read in the correspondence, I've heard online, this is exactly like quote, and I don't believe this, I'm saying what people are telling me, that this is like when the ECE bylaw forced the recliners out of 310. Was the ECE bylaw in any way, shape, or form part of the reason the county operationally chose to take the recliners out, or was that the operational decision? Because again, I'm to believe what is being said on the CBC by individuals or in correspondence, apparently Coburg staff directed the chairs to be removed from 210. I don't know if fire was being, does anyone want to speak to that? Because again, if that's not the case, let's put that out in the open here. Did the ECE bylaw direct staff, county, or for transition, have to remove the recliners? Or was that a decision by them in the operation? I see our fire.
To you, Mr. Chair, what I can say to that is that the Coburg Fire Department has never put any orders on 310 Division Street to remove chairs or do anything within that space. We've never put an order on that building.
That's a good answer for me. At this time, who on council would like to ask? By all means, Councillor Barber.
Thank you, Your Worship, and through you to our CAO. You made the point, and I just want to make sure I understand exactly what you said. When the warming, we were looking for a spot to, it came down to Coburg only to provide a spot here. We went to the county and said, it's fine, you know, you can set up a warming room within Coburg. And it was their choice of where to put it. Am I correct? I think that they chose, for whatever reason, to have it in their council chambers. And you made the point earlier, not that room, certainly. There might have been others within the county building, I don't know. Not that room was ever designed to have people sleeping in it. There was no fire alarms or smoke alarms, et cetera, et cetera. Would you just confirm that for me, please? Thank you.
Thank you. Through you to Councillor Barber, that is correct. County staff did determine through conversation with County Council, obviously, where the location of the warming room would go. They were aware at the time of the application that the building itself would not meet the requirements that would be required for sleeping. So at the time of the application, they did know that, and yes, County staff did choose the location of the warming room.
Any other questions at this time? Well, I just also want to take a moment to say thank you. It's a Friday afternoon, and here we're sitting with the Manager of Bylaw, Chief Building Official, Director of Development, Director of Treasurer. This year we have closed. I see our fire.
To you, Mr. Chair, what I can say to that is that the Coburg Fire Department has never put any orders on 310 Division Street to remove chairs or do anything within that space. We've never put an order on that building.
That's a good answer for me. At this time, who on council would like to ask? By all means, Councillor Barber.
Thank you, Your Worship, and through you to our CAO. You made the point, and I just want to make sure I understand exactly what you said. When we were looking for a spot that came down to Coburg only, that offered to provide a spot here, we went to the county and said, it's fine, you know, you can set up a warming room within Coburg. And it was their choice of where to put it. Am I correct? I think that they chose, for whatever reason, to have it in their council chambers. And you made the point earlier, not that room, certainly. There might have been others within the county building, I don't know. Not that room was ever designed to have people sleeping in it. There was no fire alarms or smoke alarms, et cetera, et cetera. Would you just confirm that for me, please? Thank you.
Thank you. Through you to Councillor Barber, that is county staff did determine through conversation with County Council, obviously, where the location of the warming room would go. They were aware at the time of the application that the building itself would not meet the requirements that would be required for sleeping. So at the time of the application, they did know that, and yes, County staff did choose the location of the warming room.
Any other questions at this time? Well, I just also want to take a moment to say thank you. It's a Friday afternoon, and here we're sitting with the Manager of Bylaw, Chief Building Official, Director of Development, Director of Treasurer, Fire Chief, CAO, full clerks team on Friday afternoon to make sure that here we are and ensuring that everyone in the community understands that the Coburg Council, Coburg staff, our ProSleep. Any other questions at this time before we move towards the motion that has been come together? Okay, so I'm going to read a look at the motion real quickly, if everyone can just sort of read through it to make sure, and then I will ask for mover and seconder to see that council is in support of this. No, it has not been moved or seconded. So moved by Councillor Darling, seconded by Councillor Barber. It is now on the floor. At this time, I'd like to ask if there are any questions of staff at this time regarding this. Seeing none, I'll take it to a vote. All in favor? So moved. To those watching, those recording, or to the media, what we have just passed is a motion saying very clearly that Coburg supports the County of Northumberland in whatever they deem is necessary in their operations as a social service provider, as long as that it's meeting the required that all individuals in the town of Coburg can expect safe accommodation in this community.